Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Keanu, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. You must be feeling pretty good right now. How are you feeling?
Yeah, I feel fantastic. 65%. That's a lot. That's a lot.
It's impressive. I mean, I think we all on the outside sort of could see it coming, but like, had you thought about this like a lot? Did you think, okay, maybe I could be in the top three? Tell me about that.
I had an inkling that I was in the running for it when I had my exit interview with Julie. And before I got off stage, she told me that her son was rooting for me. So I was like, oh, that's huge.
Okay.
That's huge.
Yeah. No, I mean, you pulled it out. What does it mean to you? I guess like you didn't win. I know you really wanted to win, but this is a pretty cool,
consolation
prize,
yeah,
I guess, but you
exactly.
Got money. You got money.
Yeah, absolutely. No, it means everything to me, honestly. Just to know that my true authentic self, shined through and everyone appreciated me for who I am. That I may not have won in the traditional sense, like you said, but I definitely feel like a winner. 65%, like I said, is a lot. So I don't know how many people voted, but that's still a high percentage.
You had a lot of support. I'm sure you've been told this in your interviews so far, but like you had a lot of support out there. And Rachel did too. She's a returning player. She's, this, big personality. Did you think about that? Like, oh, Rachel might have it because she already has like a ton of fans and all that good stuff.
Yeah. All throughout the season, we were like, America's favorite player, might as well just go to Rachel. She came in here with a huge fan base. A couple of the interviews that I had, coming in, a couple of my exit interviews, even with like the CBS folks, I felt they made me feel good about the type of game that I played. So I had a feeling that I was at least being perceived relatively well. So I was like, oh, maybe. And then once Julie told me that her son was rooting for me, I was like, oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. I feel like Rachel kind of has it right in the sense that like you would have good reads and then you would have bad reads. And then you're like, so it was kind of like a roller coaster, which I feel like your game was that like that, right? You were supposed to go out multiple times and you had like a zillion lives. What do you take away from this experience? Was it fun? Were you kind of, tell me about that.
I had a blast in there. Are you kidding me? Yeah. I've been telling everyone, hey, I'll go right back in there and do it all over again. I had a blast playing. I did. I'm new to the game. So I kept telling people inside the house, like, I'm only passing the test because I cramped. You know what I mean? But now I've lived the game. I know what my good reads were. I know what my bad reads were. I know who I should have trusted. And I knew that my biggest weakness was trusting too easy. Now that I live, I'm one of those people that like, when your parents, they obviously don't want you to make the same mistakes that they made. So they try to guide you in the right direction. I felt like that's kind of what Rachel was doing as being my BB coach, if you will. And I'm the type of person that like, all right, I hear what you're saying, but I'm going to mess up for myself anyway. So
okay, well, the self-awareness is nice. Like,
yeah.
Right?
Now that I've done that for myself, I feel like, if I get the opportunity to play again, I'll play a significantly better game. And honestly, the game that I wanted to play, which was much more social based. I feel like I had to rely too much on my competitive prowess, and that ultimately kept the target on my back.
Okay. Tell me about Ashley's win. You voted for Ashley. That surprised me, Keanu. I was like, well, he might vote for Vince. I don't know. What made you vote for Ashley?
Yeah, I said during the jury roundtable that if Ashley was able to win the last HOH and make, in my opinion, the biggest move of the season by taking Morgan out, that's going to garner my vote because she played a very good game, an honest game with integrity. And that's something that I personally look for in a champion just in general, not even of this game, just champions in general. And she encompassed that. So I felt obligated to give her my vote once I found out that she's the one that took Morgan out. Had it been the other way around and Vince took Morgan out, I may have voted for Vince. Cause even though I don't agree with the type of game he played, he did play a very solid game and I couldn't argue with that. So there was a couple scenarios where anybody won. My vote was not a lock by any means.
I was going to say, did the jury go in there with like, okay, we're definitely all voting for this person, or it was up in the air?
I felt like everybody was pretty much up in the air. I feel like had Morgan won the last HOH, taken Ashley out and brought Vince, she probably would have won. If Vince would have won, taken Morgan out, he probably would have won. But we got Ashley taking Morgan out and she won. So those were the three different scenarios where I would have voted for Morgan, Vince, or Ashley.
Interesting. Okay. All right. What did you think about Ashley's like the speeches and Vince and Ashley? What did you think about their performances tonight?
I felt like Vince definitely answered for, oh, this is why I would have voted for Vince. His speeches were, he did answer a lot of the questions I had. He did own up to a lot of the messy gameplay, if you will, that he had. And ultimately that was what I was looking for, to be able to vote for him. But Ashley's the one that made the big move at the end. And that means she got the most important HOH. She did win a veto and took herself off in a really clutch moment, even though it happened forever ago. And she had a phenomenal social game and never really burned any bridges. And as far as I know, like she said, she had to lie in this game. I don't know who she lied to. So, I
I mean,
had to
she
give it to her.
wasn't unnecessarily lying like Vince was.
Right. Like Vince was. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Could you sense that other people were going to vote for Ashley when you were on stage? Were you like, I don't, did you know which way it was going to go?
I mean, I had a feeling that Rachel and Will were for sure going to vote for her. And I knew how I felt once I saw Morgan walk around the corner. So I was like, well, he only needs one more.
That was a shock. The Morgan was a shock. You guys didn't get to see it yet, right? The end of it.
No, we didn't get to see that final one. No.
Yeah, she was very frazzled. Did you get to talk to your family or anyone yet since
No,
night?
not yet.
No.
Not yet. I'm sure. I mean, I might get my phone after I'm done with these.
Any regrets about your game, or do you look back and say, "Listen, it's okay. I won America's favorite."
No, not at all, not at all. I mean, I don't know if I would have won America's Favorite if I didn't have the underdog story for sure,
Okay.
which was created due to Jimmy saying, everyone says you're a liar, and then I said I'm gonna pick you all off, so I created my own underdog story. But as I'm super thankful for that, and that's probably why America, maybe, America loves an underdog, so that's probably why I got that. But that was also my biggest regret, was painting such a huge target. It was intentional because I wanted to take the radar off of the people that I was working with. But had I known that doing that plus winning a lot of comps is only going to make the target bigger, I definitely wouldn't have done
Yeah.
this. So now, in hindsight, or if I get a chance to play again, I'm definitely not doing the same thing.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you, Keanu, because you told me in my exit interview, which not face to face, but you told me you'd play two more times. You want to be the first two-time winner
Yeah.
or whatever. So, what would you do differently if you go back in there?
I would play the game how I initially wanted to, which was much more socially based. I'm my job, I believe, said I was a dungeon master, but I'm sure everyone knows by now, following Instagram and stuff, that I'm a personal trainer, nutritionist, and I always felt like I had the ability to connect with people very well, and that was what was going to help me in this game. But once I created that huge target, no one wanted anything to do with me, so it was.
Well, you are also the biggest dude in there. It's kind of hard to like hide, you
Yeah,
know?
coming in, I felt like I was probably going to be targeted at least the first week or two, and that I would probably have to win the first week or two to be able to start forming those relationships. But man, yeah, the first five, oh Lord. I mean, I didn't get put up week one, but everyone was saying apparently, oh, you got to put that dude up. So
Anything you've heard since, I don't know, it's only been an hour or two that surprised you? Have you heard anything from the outside world yet?
Taylor Hale told me that Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift got engaged.
Yes,
So
they did.
that's news.
I love that she's telling you that. That's
Yeah.
hilarious. Any jury stories that we should know? Like, any, how is the jury? Pretty
Yeah,
chill
I
or?
wasn't in there for very long. But we caught up on some Love Is Blind, UK.
Oh,
That was
okay.
fun to watch with the girls. And there was a Jury House Alliance. They kicked my ass in Mario Party. That was very humbling. I was a comp beast
Yeah.
as well. They all teamed up on me.
Yeah, did I hear that something that Rachel and Kelly are now friendly? Are they good?
Oh my God, yeah. When I walked in the house, they were like high-fiving each other, hugging each other. I was like, yo, what is going on here? What's going on
Wow.
here? And they're best friends now, so
Yeah,
yeah.
no bugs. Are there bugs in the jury house or
Oh,
no?
there's gotta be. There's gotta be.
Weird.
That would not surprise me at all.
Speaking of Rachel, I do want to ask because you mentioned her. Like one of the big storylines of the season for the fans and the viewers was you and Rachel, this oil and water relationship.
Yeah.
We were rooting for you, then we were rooting against you. It was fun to watch. What do you make of your friendship with Rachel? And do you regret not maybe listening to her about Vince more?
Oh man, she's like a like I said in the show. I believe they put this. We have a very sibling relationship. You know,
Yes,
she's like my
very.
big sister, and she can do no wrong in my eyes. So we have a great relationship. We'll probably always like to tease each other, which starts arguments here and there.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're great, and I do wish that I would have listened to her more. You know. People don't get mentors just to ignore them. So, there was a huge part of me that probably needed to humble myself and realize that I should have listened to her. So I definitely regret that, and I won't make that same mistake a second time. You know, I'm gonna if I go back in there, I'm wearing a bracelet that says WWRD. What would Rachel do?
Yes, I love that. Speaking of real quick, like the fans were obviously pretty upset the way that she went out. How is she handling that in the jury house? Because I just feel like it's not it's hard to take an elimination versus an actual eviction.
It was tough to it was a tough pill to swallow for me, because she was a had a big part of my game at that point. So that was tough. The way she handled it, I mean she handled it with grace. I know she probably wasn't even in the proper mindset for that, because her I know she was sad the day before because her anniversary was coming
Anniversary.
up. Yeah, so there was quite a few things that played a factor in that, and but she handled it really well, considering that she said I'm either winning or leaving this house before jury, and she was the first one to jury, so I was like, ugh.
Yeah, that was a tough pill to swallow for all of us as we watched. What are you gonna do? Like, any plans with this money, or are you just like, eh, just see what happens?
I mean, I hate that I hate this question because like I wish I
I
had an
know. I don't even like
answer.
what answer or asking it, to be
No,
honest.
it's like I wish I had a sexy answer. I'm just gonna, I'm probably gonna use a little bit of it to take like a nice little trip, and after that, I'm just gonna invest the rest. So,
I love that for you. Okay. All right. Everyone's saying we're gonna see Keanu on the challenge. Is it gonna happen, Keanu?
if they give me the call, I'll do it.
Yeah?
Yeah,
Okay. Well,
absolutely,
I feel
absolutely.
like you're definitely getting the call.
Yeah, everyone in the house said that too. After I won like the second comp, they're like, "Bro, you are so going on the challenge." I was like, "All right, cool. Well, tell me about it, because I haven't watched it since it was called The Inferno back in high school."
I used to watch that show. When you won that, what was it, an HOH or veto? It was during the double eviction and you jumped up. Could you hear like the audience yelling, like excited for you a little
I
bit?
heard him. I heard him through Julie's mic.
Yeah, so did that also give you confidence of like, okay, I think people like me?
Oh, well, I mean, I thought people were just cheering because of me just jumping over the thing and being super hyped, but yeah, I know that I heard them laughing too. I probably because the feed cut off because I said the F word.
Oh, did you? Yes, yeah, I
I
don't
mean,
know about
I
that.
think I did. I'm not 100% sure, but
Oh. Well, Keanu, it's great chatting with you and watching you all season. What do you take away from this experience? Is it something are you happy you did it?
oh, absolutely. Oh, God, yes. Man, my biggest takeaway, is I don't want to sound like, cliche or Prince Charming or whatever, but the perfect answer. But like, yeah, to all the kids out there, man, you don't need to be something you're not to be considered a winner. You know what I mean? Like, did I win in the traditional sense of, I didn't win $750,000, but I won the hearts of America, and that's a good consolation, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, you don't have to be anything you're not, and being your true authentic self will always be the answer.
Well, I love that for you. And
Thank you.
congrats and enjoy your night and go celebrate. And yeah,
Thank you
we'll
so
chat
much.
soon,
I
maybe.
appreciate it.
Thanks, Keanu.
Thank
Bye.
you.